Marty, good to see you.
Good to be back.
All right. We've got a very important lead story. Las Cruces Public Schools has announced a budget, but like so many entities, including New Mexico State University, nothing's really final because next week we have a special session.
Yes, and the special session is May 24th. It starts at noon in Santa Fe. That's Wednesday. And so this budget is pending, but the budget that's going to go through the pipeline here all the way up to the state level calls for a balanced budget with no raises and no layoffs, however. So that's a kind of a bad news, good news budget. But Gregory Ewing, the superintendent of Las Cruces Public Schools, is quoted, and I'll just kind of paraphrase, but he says pending the special session, you know, if it doesn't work out the way he hopes, they might have to look at staffing issues. So,
yeah.
So we'll see. But this and a lot of other issues are just kind of waiting nervously about this special session.
Yeah, very stressful time for a lot of people. But we have all sides in the bulletin on the radio. We also have some celebrating to talk about and to see in the bulletin. You have photos and stories about the graduation ceremonies for New Mexico State and Doña Ana Community College.
Yes, kind of takes me back back to my youth.
Don't you feel old like me? Older. Yeah. Every year I feel older and older. I see that celebrating.
Well, when I was 22, I thought I knew everything. And then I got into the real world. But, well, we have some photo pages with a lot of good information on both the NMSU and DACC and their graduation ceremonies held at the Pan Am Center.
Yeah.
And it's just it's a feel good because these people deserve credit for graduating. And some of these graduates started higher education 15 years ago, dropped out for whatever reason, didn't take it seriously, decided to go back to school and get their degree.
I love those stories.
Yes, and we have a few of those.
All right.
A few of those here.
In business, a very interesting story this week. You're looking at the impact of the Country Music Festival in Las Cruces.
Yes, the Country Music Festival and Garth Brooks as well. It's a story about both events, and it's our lead business story, and it really talks about the economic impact of those events. Now, Garth Brooks, who knows when he'll be back, or somebody, and probably no one bigger individually is going to be here anytime soon. But the music festival, they're looking down the road, and it's going to be annual. And one of the little things that came out of here is that they are looking, the Convention and Visitors and Convention Bureau, they're looking at maybe a new site for this festival because, A, downtown has now got a lot of street construction, and especially with the one ways going back to two ways, the traffic is going to be rerouted. So. Plus, they don't think the 5,000 capacity, really a parking lot downtown where they hold this, is going to be big enough going into the future. So that's something to keep an eye on.
Interesting. All right. You, in addition to being a music fan, you're a sports fan, and we're talking NMSU softball.
Yeah, boy, I went Saturday, saw the first game of a doubleheader. They had the NMSU, the Aggies had to win the first game to force a championship game because they had lost to Seattle U in a semifinal game. And so it necessitated one game at least. If Seattle had won, they would have won the title. Mm. But the Aggies came from behind. They were down 3 runs in the last inning. They scored 4, and they won a slugfest 15-14. It was a beautiful, warm day. It was a good crowd, very enthusiastic. The girls played great. They are really talented, and they're going to the Arizona Regional starting Friday. They're in some real tough company right there.
I
think they're going to play University of Arizona, and they're always good.
Go Aggies. And yes. We have about 30 seconds for Life is Good in Las Cruces, and your cover story is a Las Cruces artist, Frank Peacock.
Yes, and the good thing about this fellow's been, he's a native Las Cruces and went to San Francisco. He lived in Santa Fe. He's a painter and a framer. He frames paintings. And he made a living in Santa Fe for many years, 16 years, I believe it is.
I look forward
and
to reading that.
And he came back.
Fantastic. Marty Racine, he is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. He's with us every Thursday on KRWG. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.